You know, I speak for myself. You know, like I said previously, I learned a lot. You know, it's off season, you know, time to, you know, to get bigger, faster, and stronger, and spend some time with, you know, H and Harold and Moses, and get ready for next year.
Did it all set in last night, or did you wake up this morning and think it was kind of a bad nightmare, everything that happened?
You know, credit goes to the Ravens. I wouldn't call it a nightmare. You know, that was a good team out there, and congrats to them.
Do you look forward to a chance to have a full NFL offseason as opposed to, you know, working out for the combine and all that uncertainty? Do you look forward to this offseason?
I'm more of excited. I'm excited for a full offseason to work out, to be honest with you.
What are the goals? I mean, do you have early goals and what you're trying to accomplish this offseason?
Just become a better player overall. You know, not to get into specifics, but just become a better player.
And you mentioned credit to the Ravens. One of the Ravens is your brother. What are your thoughts on sort of that aspect of it, your brother having a chance playing the Super Bowl?
Right. You know, I'm not really, you know, happy that we lost, but I'm very excited for my brother. You know, congrats to him.
And will you go down there and cheer him on? Have you thought about that?
I still haven't decided yet if I want to go or not.
Chandler, Bill's talked about the offseason between a player's first and second season.
What was that?
Bill's so often talked about the offseason between a player's first and second season is perhaps the most critical to his development. Has he stressed that this is a chance for you and the rest of the rookies to really make a big leap entering year two?
Like I said, I'm going to put, you know, all my energy into this offseason, you know, working out, trying to get bigger and faster, you know, working my game as an individual. I wouldn't call it stress at all. You know, like I just said previously, I'm excited to get better.
This is the longest season you've been a part of. Do you plan on taking any time to decompress before you get started?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, definitely let my ankle heal up a little bit. But after that, you know, I'll be back and getting ready.
You and some of the other rookies on the team talk about a close group that you guys have. Do you feel like you'll spend a lot of time with your fellow rookies this offseason, trying to, you know, get on that learning trail together?
Oh, we'll see. Definitely. Yeah, hopefully we can get together and do some things, you know, together as a rookie class. Well, not rookies anymore, but.
Jim, you mentioned the ankle, you know, giving it time to heal. Mm-hmm. How just disappointing was that break for you? You know, not being at full strength yesterday, to only be out there for a couple plays on the goal line.
Yeah, it really hurt, you know, not to be out there with my team. But, you know, yeah, it's very unfortunate that I didn't get a chance to play as much as I wanted to. But, you know, back to congratulating the Ravens.
Guys here always talk about leading by example. What did you see from the veterans last night in this locker room in dealing with disappointment?
You know, it was a part of the game, you know, regardless of what the score was. You know, we had guys like Wolfork and Mikovic and Brady. They were always, you know, trying to keep us going forward. You know, they were never with their heads down, and that's what you need to be definitely a leader, for example, by example.
Chandler, how would you sort of sum up Bill Belichick's message to the players here, you know, wrapping up the entire season this morning?
Coach Belichick is a strong coach, physically and mentally. You know, the way he spoke to us, you know, he's going to come back even stronger, I feel like, and I'm excited to be, you know, back here again next year.
What was the message, you know, that he sort of wanted to leave you with, or what was the message that you took from whatever he said? You know, was there anything he wanted you to walk out the door with and take with you?
You know, not really. Basically, just be ready, you know, to come back next year and do this all over again. You know, just stay strong.
Chandler, it's only been 12 hours, but can you put your first year in perspective and the year that this rookie class had as a whole?
Yeah, the rookie class, you know, congratulations to the rookies for it. Well, not including me, but, you know, the other rookies, they had a great year. You know, they all contributed, you know, equally. You know, Afonso and Dante and Tavon, you know, doing what he does. I feel like the rookies, they did a good job as a whole. They can only get better.
Thanks, Jamma. Congratulations.